Clarence Broadnax, Piccadilly's Cafe Sit-Ins, Dallas, Texas, 1964.
There was this restaurant with all kinds of foods, beautiful foods, and I decided that, well, you know, I think I'll have a meal here. And the name of the restaurant was Piccadilly's. After I got in line, the owner approached me, and he just outright told me that he didn't serve niggas there, and he wasn't about to get started. I figured then, if, as Dr. King said, if a man haven't found anything to die for, he ain't worth living. And I knew that that freedom right there was worth me dying for. So he called the police came. And police asked me to leave, and I told them I wouldn't go in the place until he decided to serve all citizens. And so they politely told me that if I didn't, I was going to jail. I said, well, I guess I'm going to jail then. They picked me up, took me out, put me in a squad car, and took me to jail. They decided, well, we don't have any charges on this gentleman. So they let me go. And to their surprise, went right back to Piccadilly's. Went right back in, took that seat at the same table. Then by the end, some of the press had gotten there. The word had gotten out. That's where the movement at Piccadilly's got started, and the movement in Dallas got started. So that next morning, I was back at Piccadilly's. And to my surprise, there was about 250 people or more. And he found out real good that it was bad for business. Said, I don't think no restaurants in Dallas had been tested. They had just been sitting there, and people were just comfortable. And all over, like again, all around them, things were changing.